Welcome back, dear friends, to your daily dose of ancient wisdom. Today, we continue our reading of Srimad Bhagavata Mahapurana, Book 3, Discourse 10, Description of the Tenfold Creation. Vidura said, "When the Lord has disappeared from the view, how many species of life did Brahma, the grandfather of the whole creation, evolve either from his body or from his mind? Pray also elucidate one after another the points that I have referred to you, O worshipful sage, and resolve all my doubts, foremost as you are of those possessing a vast knowledge." Suta continued, "Thus requested by Vidura, O Saunaka, the son of Bhrigu, the sage Maitreya, son of Kusaru, felt highly pleased and proceeded to answer the queries by Vidura, which he had borne in his mind. The sage Maitreya said, "Brahma, the creator, practiced austere penance for 100 celestial years with his mind fixated on Sri Narayana, as he had been told by the Lord who is devoid of birth. The lotus-born god now saw the lotus on which he was perched, as well as the water all around being tossed by the wind, whose fury had been intensified by the period of universal destruction. His knowledge about creation and creative power, having been greatly enhanced by his ever-growing penance and worship through the mantras sacred to the Lord, he drank up the wind along with the water. Perceiving the lotus on which he sat, and which rose to the very sky, he thought he should bring back to light the worlds that had disappeared at the end of the preceding kalpa by means of that very lotus. Directed by the Lord to carry on the work of creation, Brahma entered the corolla of the lotus and split it up into three parts, namely Buh, Buvah, Suvah, although it was so big that it could be divided into 14 or even more parts. It is these three worlds alone that have been declared in the scriptures as constituting the realm where the jivas, or embodied souls, experience the fruit of their actions. As for Brahma, namely his abode, the Satyaloka, and the three worlds immediately below, namely Maharloka, Janaloka, and Tapoloka, they are the rewards of virtue practiced without any selfish motive." Vidura said, "Tell me in detail, my lord, about the potency referred to by you under the name of time of Srihari of marvelous deeds, who appears as many in the form of the universe." Maitreya said, "Time, which in itself is undifferentiated and has no beginning or end, appears in the form of metamorphosis of worldly phenomena. Making it his instrument, the Lord, the Supreme Person, sportfully manifested himself in the form of the universe. Having been dissolved by Maya, or wonderful potency of Lord Vishnu, this universe existed during the period of universal destruction as no other than Brahma. God then evolved it as a distinct entity through the instrumentality of time, which is undifferentiated in itself. As the universe exists today, so it was before, and so it will continue to be hereafter. Ninefold is its creation, the one proceeding from Prakriti or God, and Vikriti, the Brahma, being the tenth. The reabsorption or dissolution of the universe again is threefold, namely through time, elements, and gunas or modes of Prakriti. Now, as regards the ninefold creation, the first in order of sequence is the creation of the Mahat Tattva, which takes place only when the equilibrium of the gunas, namely Sattva, Rajas, and Tamas, is disturbed by the will of God himself. The second is the evolution of ego or aham, from which proceeds the five gross elements, as well as the five senses of perception and the five organs of action. The third is the evolution of the subtle elements, which in turn evolve the gross elements. The fourth is the evolution of the indriyas, namely the senses of perception and the organs of action, while the fifth is the evolution of the deities presiding over the Indriyas, who are born of the Sattvika ego as well as of the mind, which is also a product of the Sattvika ego. The sixth is the evolution of tamas, the principles of nascence, which clouds the reason and distracts the minds of jivas. These six varieties of creation proceeding from Prakriti, or God, the cause of causes, now hear of those that proceed from Vikriti, Brahma, who sprang up from the Lord. As a matter of fact, the creation proceeding from Brahma too is a pastime of the Lord, the very thought of whom rids one of all sorrows, and who assumes the quality of Rajas in order to carry on the work of creation as Brahma. The seventh is the sixfold creation of immobile creatures, plants and trees, etc., which is the first in order of sequence of the three categories of creation proceeding from Brahma, and which is subdivided into six varieties. These consist of trees which bear fruits without flowering, example, banyan, the peepal, and so on, annual plants and herbs that die as soon as their fruit is ripe, such as the cereals, creepers that grow on the support of other trees or walls. Then it is plants which have hard bark, such as bamboo. Then it is creepers that creep on the ground alone, being too stiff to climb upwards, example, are melon, and so on. Then it is trees which bear fruit after blossoming. All these draw their nutrient from below. They are almost wanting in sensibility, having an inward feeling of touch alone, and possesses some peculiarity of their own. The eighth is the creation of animals, lit living beings that draw their nutriment horizontally. They are believed to have as many as 28 varieties, have no sense of time, are irrational, led by instincts alone, can perceive what is desirable for them and their olfactory sense, and cannot take a long view of things. Of these, the bovine class, the goat, the buffalo, the black antelope, the swine, the gavaya, a wild animal very closely resembling the cow, the ruru, a species of deer, the sheep and camel, O noblest of men, belong to the category of the cloven hooded beasts. The donkeys, the horses, the mule, the gaura, a white antelope, the sarabha, an eight-legged animal extinct now, and the yak, a kind of an ox, the bushy end of whose tail is employed as a chowri, all these are classed as the whole hoofed beasts. Now hear, O Vidura, the name of the beasts who are endowed with five claws. They are the dogs, the jackals, the wolf, the tiger, the cat, the hare, the hedgehog, the lion, the monkey, the elephant, the tortoise, the iguana, a large aerobial lizard, and the alligator. The heron, the vulture, the quail, the hawk, the bhasha, or a bird of prey, the bhalluka, the peacock, the swan, the crane, the chakravaka, the crow, the owl, are birds moving in the air. The ninth is the creation of the human species, which, O Vidura, is the only one of its kind, and whose current of nutriment tends downwards. Human beings have an abundance of rajas, the principle of activity, are active by nature, and take delight in the pleasure of senses, which are rooted in sorrow. All these three, namely the immobile creation, the beasts and the birds, and the human species, as well as the creation of the gods, to be discussed hereafter, O noblest of men, are creations that have proceeded from Brahma. As for the deities presiding over the Indriyas and born of the Sattvika ego, they have already been dealt with in verse 16 above under the category of creation proceeding from God, while the creation of the sages Sanaka and others is classified as proceeding from God and Brahma both. The creation of the heavenly beings consists of eight varieties, namely the gods, the mains, the demons, the Gandharvas or the celestial musicians, and Apsaras, the celestial dancing girls, the Yakshas and Rakshasas, the Siddhas, a class of heavenly beings endowed with supernatural powers, the Kinnaras, the celestial brides, and the Vidyadharas, the Bhutas or ghosts, Pretas, the spirits, and Pisachas, the fiends, and Kinnaras, Kimpurushas, and Ashwamukhas. I have thus told you, O Vidura, the 10 creations evolved by Lord personally, as well in the form of Brahma, the creator of the universe. After this, I shall speak to you of the ruling dynasties as well as the periods presided over by the Manus, united by Rajas, the principle of activity, as the self-born Brahma, the creator, none other than Srihari of the unfailing resolve, thus protects himself in the form of universe by himself at the beginning of every kalpa. Note, Sanaka and others, being the mind-born sons of Brahma, obviously belong to the creation proceeding from Brahma. But having been created before all others, even before Rudra and Prajapatis, the progenitors of all created beings, they are also classified as a creation proceeding from God himself. Thus ends the 10th discourse in the Book 3 of the great and glorious Bhagavata Purana, otherwise known as Paramahamsa Samhita. Thank you.